This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Barry Cloyd about his upcoming performance, Songs of the Wood, taking place at Forest Park Nature Center this Saturday at 7 p.m. Barry, welcome back to Out and About.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to see you guys again, and it's so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, and we enjoyed this wonderful little intro music that you played for us. Let's start off by you telling us a little bit more about the type of music that you perform.
Oh, well, the category loosely is called Americana, and Americana, I love the category because it's so darn broad, you can do about anything you want in it, and that fits my style really well because I write and perform in lots of different styles, and I get bored really easily, so musically bored, and I take a lot of instruments to the shows, and I think, particularly as a solo performer, which I perform as a solo most of the time, people get bored if I'm playing the same thing night after night, throughout the whole show, in other words. And so this instrument I just did that opening on is a dobro, and that's a slide technique on the dobro guitar, and that there'll be some of that in the show. But I do things in all different styles, a lot of blues, a lot of what traditionally was called folk, and things like that. And that all folds very nicely into the Americana category.
This is a concert that you do every year, and at least usually it's also an opportunity for you to reunite with a group of musicians that you've been playing with for a couple of decades. And so it's, these are old friends and longtime collaborators that you get to get together with again.
You bet. And the name of the original band was called Keltricity, and we started that about 17 years ago, something like that. And it had several different incarnations along the way, but this is the group of guys that have played with me the longest in this. And it's Tommy Jones and Tony Crow and Bruce Bergathon, a fiddle player. And Tony plays bass, and Tommy plays all kinds of stuff at the same time. I think he's got about six hands. I'm not sure which. But that's a pleasure to be able to put this group of guys back together again. And we loosely call this thing coming up Keltricity Rides Again. But it's a pleasure. They're good musicians and dear friends, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We always do.
And this is a very intimate setting. It's at Forest Park Nature Center. And I'm assuming that you see a lot of the same faces from year to year who come back to join you for this annual event.
Yeah, fortunately. And hopefully we'll all get a break from the cold weather, and it should be pretty nice on Saturday. So feel free to come out and join us. It is like that. It's like a family. It's it's almost like a living room show in that way. And the A-frame at Forest Park Nature Center is really conducive to that kind of show. It is an intimate setting, and the audience is right there in front of you, and you kind of feel like you're at home. In fact, I do feel like I'm at home when I'm there. It's great.
You've referred to this concert in past years as feeling like a home concert for you, but you've also mentioned that in addition to its use as a performance venue, Forest Park Nature Center is also a place where you go to get inspired and to find new songs and new ideas.
Oh, my. That's very true. Ever since, probably 20 years now, I've been hiking there whenever I get a chance, and I love Forest Park Nature Center, and I do a lot of song walking there, and that literally is I go out looking for lines for songs. And somebody described it one time, one of the more well-known writers, that they fall out of the sky into your head, and they really do. And when I'm out in the woods by myself or kayaking or on a sailboat or whatever, and I'm able to just let the thoughts roll and write down stuff, that's key. You got to have a piece of paper and a pencil with you or they'll disappear. They don't hang around long because that's the challenge, is capturing that stuff. And if you can capture those lines and write them down, if they mean something to you, chances are they might mean something to somebody else. And sometimes they become songs. So.
Now, is it mostly lyrics that you generate on these walks, or have you also come up with melodies and
both? And the way that works is funny because a couple of years ago in this process, I started realizing that I never actually write melodies. The melodies just appear. It's weird. It's really weird, and I think most songwriters would get that. But it starts with a lyrical idea, and then I throw that lyrical idea around in my head and start messing with a line, a song line, a lyrical line, and a melody line, and it just sort of happens. And then the work comes in. Once you've got that idea, that seed for a song and that melody line, then I got to go home and sit down and try to make something out of it. That's where the craft of songwriting comes in.
Barry, you said before we started recording that throughout your life you've written hundreds and hundreds of songs. So you really have, fine-tuned this craft of songwriting, but you mentioned that there's a couple components that you have to bring together to make a song successful. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, and I've done songwriting classes in several places, and one of the things I stress is that I think it's a two-part situation where the first part is the inspiration that I just mentioned. You go looking for it. You allow yourself to be open to the muse and sort of court the muse, in other words, and when something strikes, you write it down. And the second part is the craft. And that's where you take what your idea is and see if you can do something with it. And sometimes I've written entire songs on song walks in Forest Park and any elsewhere in, you know, Starve Rock or wherever. And sometimes it takes years. Mm. Sometimes, you know, I write down a lyric and maybe a verse. And then a year later, I find it again and think, oh, okay, let's do something with it. It's a completely unpredictable process, and that's one of the things I like about it. It is something you really can't control, but you can direct. The two-part thing, the inspiration and the craft, is really pretty much the basis of it, in my view. And someone else might completely disagree, but that's the way it works for me.
Well, and you've said in the past that for you, often the process of writing a song, and especially of writing a lyric, is to find a personal story that you can extract a universal theme from.
Yeah. If you can get to the universal, in other words, something that strikes a note with everyone or a lot of people. Because we all, let's face it, in our lives, we all go through difficult times and we all go through stuff that challenges us. But it's never the same as the persons you're sitting next to. It's always different. But if you can find that note that does strike home with a number of people, something that you've been through that, okay, somebody else might have been through that too, then usually that's a good clue that you might have a seed that you can make grow into something.
Barry, I understand that you're going to be introducing a commissioned piece at this concert. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, okay. Well, the name of the tune, and there's several new things in the show. The name of the song is One More Name, the Ballad of Private Roy Ham, Roy W. Ham. Just in brief, this was commissioned by the Monticello Railway Museum down between Decatur and Champaign. It was founded by a real good friend of mine years ago, and it's become a huge Midwest attraction. And they wanted to recreate the arrival of the body of the first soldier killed in World War I from that county. This happened in 1918, and so this was the 100th anniversary of it. And they were literally going to drive this recreated, drive the box, the shipping crate he was shipped home from France in, which the family saved and gave to the railway museum. They were going to bring that in on a steam train. They do have steam locomotives at this thing. So they were going to recreate this arrival. And in 1918, when his body arrived, there were 5,000 to 6,000 people there to greet it. And there were over 500 cars there that had come from all over the area to greet this man who gave his life for his country. And so that was the challenge. They said, can you write a song about this? And I did. And I think it worked out okay. And it's going to be, I'm going to play that as one of the solo numbers in the show coming up.
And so this will be one of a few new pieces that mm-hmm. you'll be performing at the concert, because since last year's concert, you obviously have been continuing to write. So you have more new material.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. Most of it I won't get a chance to play. We don't have that much time. But yeah, there's a lot of new things that I'm going to try to bring in. And that's one of the challenges, is trying to craft a show that is, you know, not overly long, because we don't have that much mm-hmm. time. And usually 2 hours, people are pretty much done with any type of show. And so trying to craft that show in a way that you can introduce new stuff and still bring in stuff that people recognize and things like that.
Barry, when you think about the legacy of Americana and the role that you play in that, do you have people who, after they hear your music and they attend the concert, they say, how can I learn how to do this? Where do you go to learn this form of
music? You start when you're
six.
I do have that, yeah. And some people actually want to take guitar lessons, believe it or mm-hmm. not. And it literally is, it's just a matter of commitment. And that's the key to the whole thing. I think that's the driving force in most everything good that gets done, is commitment. And if you're totally, literally committed to pursuing your craft, then I think you can do it and make a living at it. It doesn't really matter where you are these days. You can still do it. But it isn't easy. And I'll never say it is. It can be a heck of a lot of fun. It can be frustrating, like any job you're doing. But I truly love it. And when I'm on stage, it's a whole magic time. I mean, it's hard to describe. I mean, you've heard that from lots of other performers, I'm sure, and artists of all types, is when they're deeply involved and they're in the zone in their art. There's nothing like it. It's the best.
We've been talking with singer-songwriter Barry Cloyd about his home concert this weekend at the Forest Park Nature Center. It's part of their Songs from the Woods concert series. That concert is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Reservations are available at 686-3360. Barry, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me back. And really, I just want to say quickly that I know there's so many people in this area that appreciate what you and WCBU have done, not only for the arts community, but for this community as a whole. And we really look forward to your continued presence.
And this Sunday at 3 p.m., the Concordia String Trio will present a guest artist concert at the Dingledine Music Center. Admission to the concert is free. The trio members are Marcia Henry Libino, violinist, Leslie Perna on viola, and cellist Karen Becker. The program will feature works by Ludwig von Beethoven, Irving Fine, George Enescu, and Andrew Liszt. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can subscribe to our weekly podcast on the NPR One app or at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.